when this news first broke, there was a lot of unhelpful advice saying you need to go and change your passwords everywhere now. And that was obviously before the vast majority of the servers had been patched. So changing your password before a server has been patched is not going to bring you any extra security at all. So first of all, identify those servers which are at risk. Make sure that they have been patched, and only when they have been patched should you go and change your password. In most cases, you'll be getting notifications from very, very many different places telling you either that they're not vulnerable at all, in which case you don't need to worry and never have been vulnerable, or they were vulnerable, they have fixed it. And in almost every case, those organizations that were vulnerable are forcing a reset of everybody's passwords. I've already had 6 or 7 emails in my own inbox from all kinds of organizations going through this process. What the organizations need to do if they're running a server which is vulnerable is make sure that they patch the OpenSSL software to a version which is not vulnerable, and then they revoke their own keys, their own private keys, so they can no longer be used, and reissue those private keys. Once they have done that, they should then notify their users that a password reset is necessary.
Okay, so we wait to hear, basically. And those people who've been affected should be informing us. But that raises one other small issue, doesn't it? Which is small, medium-sized enterprises, they're listening to this and they're thinking, oh, there could be something wrong with my server. How would they know?
There are a bunch of online testing tools from lots of different providers. Just you could do an online search for Heartbleed test. Trendmicro have a page, which is trendmicro.com/security/Heartbleed, which gives you a list of what it is and what you should do. You click one of those links, type in the URL of your server, and get the result back. And it's going to come back and tell you you're vulnerable or not vulnerable. As I said, if you're vulnerable, then it's time to revoke those certificates, reissue them once you've patched the vulnerability.